The microphone is hurting my ears. There's something wrong with the sound. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Takani.
I don't know. Maybe we have to try to call again. David, can you call back?
Sure.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. It's a really loud sound on the microphone.
Maybe I have to put it too close.
This microphone is not connected to the computer.
Nope.
Yeah. This one is just to the camera.
Well, okay.
Maybe I can turn the volume down, Allison. The microphone's not actually connected to the computer anyway.
I can't hear anything right now.
Can you hear me?
I can, it's hurting my ears.
If you hear right now when I'm talking?
I hear a lot of echoes, David, but it hurts my ears. I can't listen, even though I can sort of make out what you're saying.
Call back. Hang up and call back. That happens often.
Hello?
How's that connection?
Okay, sounds fine now. I think the call just got something that was bad with the connection.
Okay. Okay. Semchen tham che te jev sangi thobia ki che te kon thong song bo chik ki ya de la shir tang mon ba chang chik sem sem jha ge re ta de nga rong chu thong ma me ba ne da la ma tu ku par ta kon thong song bo chik tang semchen tham che ki che te kon thong ya po chik ki ma myu yi shir na lu jung mi che te mon ba chang chik sem te me ta ma rong Shanship Kisim Gustava de Mombab Shanship Kisim na took the yore. Mombab Shanship Kisim Yam Tapajik de Yedaki Tabna, de la Tin in Jukab Shanship Kisim Yapojik de la Marquia de Yomar. De in the Dover and Dotang said to Perna, Euro Sacha Jambajik la Dundut Kakamu Stanbojik de Goyore. rondot ku kongong yakpo te medna tambo te medna yerte la roya ka neska pa amurji ke linga ko shodlam te jong tup ke yo ma te yendo ngarang so boban ra bo yenna hasa la na bo dan rondot ku kongong amar yakar ra bo dan rondot ku kongong tamcha tambo ji yo pa te la sha ta mumba se ne ja pe yo te tong thamba driver sangi thobia ke chet rangjan samchan thang je ke chet nge thu sam gom sum shegin samya ki kang hong zambo je dang zeng ga ma sat ba ke kang hong zambo je ke la ke thap na ta te la mom ba shang chup ke sem se ne ta la ma chok sung yo re te ji la
So we're at the point in the teaching when we're going to be discussing the definitions, the classifications of conventional bodhicitta. This we're going to discuss as aspirational and engaged bodhicitta. And Shantideva defines these. Let's start beginning with the definition for aspirational bodhicitta. This is a commitment towards attaining the result. And what does that mean? What is the result that we are committed to obtaining? We are committed to placing all sentient beings in the state of Buddhahood. So when we actually have that excellent motivation for all sentient beings, and we're committed to placing them in that state, then this is generating aspirational bodhicitta. And again, let's go back to why is this such a rare and precious state of mind? Well, from beginningless time until now, we may not have ever given rise to an excellent motivation, but this motivation is even more excellent than other motivations, because we're not just wanting to help people in an ordinary way, we're wanting to place them in the state of Buddhahood. And we should understand aspirational bodhicitta is the root of all bodhicitta practice. We have to have that commitment to that aspiration in the mind in order to carry it out at all. So the aspiration has to come before we can engage or work for the benefit of others. So aspirational bodhicitta is the basis, and then engaged bodhicitta can be acted out on top of that. And then we're looking at verse 16. I'm sorry, I don't have the same root text as you guys today because mine's in a box, but this is what my root text says. As is understood by the distinction between aspiring to go and actually going, so the wise understand in turn the distinction between these two. Rinpoche said, when we want to make a journey, we have to have a very strong motivation to carry it out. And maybe we've experienced that in our own lives, if we want to travel overseas, or especially if we move overseas, we have to have a very strong motivation and aspiration to do it, or we won't have that opportunity. And for Tibetans, the place that most Tibetans want to travel would be to pilgrimage places like Lhasa or India. And there's so much difficulty in traveling. There's having the money and the opportunity, and then actually either walking or trying to figure out how to get there. Those things, there's so many hardships that we really have to have a strong commitment for it to happen. And so aspirational bodhicitta is like that. The journey of the bodhisattva path is so difficult and has so many hardships that if we don't have that aspiration to rest upon, we're just not going to be able to complete the path. So in the beginning, we think to ourselves, as I engage in listening, contemplating, or meditating the Dharma, I am doing so for the benefit of myself and all sentient beings. Of course, we have to include ourselves, because in order to perfectly benefit beings, we have to become realized. So we pray for the benefit of ourselves and all sentient beings. The focus is on all sentient beings. And then that excellent motivation is called aspirational
bodhicitta. Mm-hmm. Girwa mepa kub shant momba shant sub kisem tu jidda kye go na te la huon dhro wa mongbu ju go byo re kare re se na nangan zu na kye song yo re mombi phthap shia chadmi dhu jir go mjiyang jukbi phthap shia parop shen chuk shio song go yo re Then the moon be capture, then yamselen gona. Am moon be moon by shanship kasem niyam tapati gilla ki gona. Tadme jukin yamden de rzopati. Batur tung prabu gona tadme jukin yamden gilla. Gia. Lambabashiko. Tadme jukin yamden tarmshin bati gilla ki tapna. Nerkab tela shmonbav shanship kesem de yang tapa chik jidla ki tapkiyo. De yendu shmonbav shanship kesem de shanship sem pi domba kiyang zaba chakde. Shir shanship kesem de nyam manyam am shanship sem ker domba de to yam nyam manyam ki sansam de kare labjakiyo resena. Mumbab shanchip kesem de nyam manyam jakyo. De yendu semchan tamchet, rib sanki tobia kichet, ni Mahayana ki tapala, am Dorji tapala nyams, Dorji tapala nyam nip shavian samyak, gong hong zombo de shirtam mumbab shanchip kesem re. Ta de kyung gona semchan tamchet kichet. Tamjajik de Zoyo. They in the Semjan de Hchik Loki Tamjanaya. Oh, Semjan de Kichet in Nangi Shanchip Kesem Kate of Kamiduk Semjan de in the Munitron Kalekapunduk Samne Semjan Hchik Lutan Shanchip Semki Savanabo de Toyam Medbachayo. They in the Mumba Shanchip Kesem Largi of Portu Gavia de Hajan Zoyo. Mumbab shanchip kesem lagji yapo chik kyab go na lo zhong de gwan da dhok. Lo zhong. Lo zhong se ade kare de se na ngarang so thokmet ne ma kum ba ki. Shanchip kesem tang jantan tang chabme vye la sokpa la ten ne yang takpa tang sabab zangbo chik la kum ne ma takpa ke lo de so par vyang go yo re. De yinbi vye na lo zhong. They end up mumble tapsha, tamme, jir gumba, said, tamme by jicking yam, they won't rope. Tamme jicking yam in la lojong yapoch won the door topna, shanship kissem a number, tap of shoddy, don't drive a mumble shanship kissem to get a kit of you. That they end up monsem a nam tap kiwi chedu, tamme jicking yam. Lambabashiko. That's Hamu Jukin Yamlin de Garelis in a parcher near one in Keranto Mimombo, Jiki Hako Yore. Did you go carrying a day lap and a jig shinang a tragic shake?
Did you do? In order to give rise to the unchanging motivation of aspirational bodhicitta, we need some training. And it was said by the great Master Nagarjuna, train in the instructions of the four immeasurables to give rise to aspirational bodhicitta, train in the instructions of the six paramitas to give rise to engaged bodhicitta. But the thing that we need to know first is that aspirational bodhicitta is the root of our bodhisattva vow. We have to make effort at that first. Because if we perfect our aspirational bodhicitta, then all of our conduct is going to follow in line with that. So we may be wondering, well, what does it mean to keep your bodhisattva vow? What does it mean to either keep or degrade your bodhicitta, your aspirational bodhicitta? So that's a really simple thing. That is basically defined as saying, not only I will take up the Mahayana or the Vajrayana path to place all sentient beings in the state of Buddhahood, but also on a person or being by being basis, we must be willing to generate bodhicitta for each and every being. So there may be certain people in our life or certain people we encounter difficulties with, and in a certain moment we may think to ourselves, I just can't generate bodhicitta for this person, it's too much. This person has hurt me too much, or you know, whatever it is that's transpired. Well, in that moment, then we've degraded our aspirational bodhicitta because we have not been willing to tame our self-attachment such that there's room in our heart to still wish for that being's benefit. So we can, if you think about your interactions with everybody you know in your life, that's why it is said that aspirational bodhicitta is the most difficult practice. So really not giving up one single being from our mind. And that's why we have to have a lot of training in order to carry this out. And this kind of mind training is called lojong in Tibet. And basically the literal meaning of it is mind training or mind purification. So we're training in aspirational bodhicitta so that we can purify the impure parts of the mind. So again, coming back to Nagarjuna's quote, in order to give rise to perfectly pure aspirational bodhicitta, engage in the four immeasurables.
Now I have a question. As we all have been practicing Mahayana and also focusing on the way of Bodhisattva teachings, and also some of you have read 37 practices of Bodhisattva, and therefore I have a question for you. So can one of you tell me each four immeasurable qualities?
Each of the four immeasurable qualities?
Yeah, can you wait a little bit? Yeah. Wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, the loving kindness, compassion,
mm-hmm.
equanimity,
mm-hmm.
and the fourth one, joy, measurable joy.
Okay.
Measurable joy.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Then can you give a little bit of a definition for each of them? Why we use it immeasurable? Okay.
Well, immeasurable compassion is I have to have this ultimate compassion for people and feel their pain and be with them when they have pain and understand their pain. So up to the maybe being in tears with their position. So it has to be ultimate, meaning clear, pure, meaning fully altruistic, not for me, just for them.
Okay, and someone else? Wait a little bit.
Uh-huh.
What's that? What's that? Just wait, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Immeasurable in that there's no limit to any of those four. It's as much as that other person requires to put you in the same place as them with empathy.
Okay. Can someone add a little bit? Top of that? Okay, I will ask. Okay. James. Yeah.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Can you give the definition of why we use immeasurable?
Why we use the word
immeasurable? Yeah.
Well, part of the Bodhisattva vow is to stick around in samsara until every being is enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no limit to how to say why we use the word immeasurable.
Good. Good. Almost there. Yes.
Because
you get the main idea. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm going to wait. You guys can answer later. 다 데레 잡네 빠세도 내 몸에 싸와 첨부 죽을라 두대요 샘진 잡네 빠 죽을라 레덩 뇨몽 빠 잡네 빠 죽여 레덩 뇨몽 빠 잡네 빠 죽여 두 데라 때네 두그마르 카르남 장엔 잡네 빠 죽여 데인도 데라고 그 잡네 빠 맞소 랍기오레 보트케 넘바케 남카 마젯 파르드 셈젠 나자요 마레세 셈젠 마젯 파르드 레덩 뇨몽 발라 자야요 마레세 레덩 뇨몽 바텔라 자디에 메파 나무젠 테네스 캄슨 코르와 있는 놈데 어르덕 마르데 차드메 바지데 요 데누 데엔 더보 그 차드메 비 셈젠 나 맥네 छत में पियर दुखमार कम नर जिन भी सेम जान ना मिकने छत में पियर दुखमार ते चोले थार ने तने देवा दां दे चो थोबिया की हम गिर चुके गोगे हो ते यें दु दे छत में पर विजु के नियम ने दा हाजम थम में पर की आ शोरी दंग ट्रावा की लो जंग जी कौन दो लो गोगे हो रे मार्टो सिक्योर का ngarang so su su ke wo lo shogi dang jeba sat dang jeba nyung ji ji dang sat dang jeba ge xiang ba ji dang sat dang jeba ge ga wa ji dang sat dang jeba ge dang nyung ge nyam nen ji ki ta ta mon ba xiang ji ge sem ge ji a mon ba xiang ji sem yang ta ba ji le ge ge hap sha ते छक थप के योरे पैसे ना छक थप के यो मारे ते इंदु छत में भी युर चिकला मिक ने तने छत में भी लोटो चिक केत ने लोटे ला कोम गोगलो ते माकुम ना शंचिप से मखपासे आधे कांडे चिकला से योरे से ना कर्म इंगे माने रोमन का था शाह का विन जब बाग चिकला यं मस्तक पे जिकनं तंग ट्रार भी Shinyang tup tang dan ba chik la shang chip semak pa seg yore. Ta yin du karmen ka ne se te kwarwa khanda mongpo chik la kamsum ko zan de la ne go na yang jik pa tang dang zin tang pra la. Domen ka karmen ka ne domen ka mta se te dowa tang me pa chik te kwarwa martung ko par ta sem chan tham chit लव देवा माधुप की पार्टनर सेमचन ना जब चुप जोगे साम तो सेमचन था मेरे पाला यं जब चुप को ना जंतों चुप को ना यं जिकना उतां डरवा चिकते कोगे कर्म करते रोमा कुता शक कविन जाता सेतु ताम शक कविन जाता जे जंपन के लेकर जे जुप यंने कब सा काली मंगबो चिकते योंगो लीकी काले छोरवा का सेम तां तने काले थां जला ली तंग लॉन्ग शॉट गो तंग यान अरंग सुकला सब पर सेम जेंग के छेद तुम जिम बातां गो ना यं जिक्स्टक तंग रेतोक तंग चारवा की सिंयंग स्टोप दान बाजी के छक गो योरे ते माचक भी पार्ट शंचिप सेम खबाल लड़े कम चांजित ते थोबिया काले खाको ते यिन भी फिर ना मुंबा शंचिप के सेम ते कि लाप्शा छत में पाजी कि लोजों यं तपाजी के हुंगन दलो या साव चिंबर
So Rikshe wanted to give some commentary on the word immeasurable. This part of the mind training or the definition of aspirational bodhicitta is really important. So immeasurable is describing so many things. There are immeasurable sentient beings. Those immeasurable sentient beings have immeasurable karma and immeasurably dynamic afflictive emotions. And those immeasurable karma and afflictive emotions ripen into immeasurable kinds of suffering. And so in the Tibetan language we say, because of all of these immense difficulties, because of these immense difficulties, we must give rise to a mind that is also immeasurable. And in the Tibetan language, we say that until space exhausts itself, still there will be sentient beings. Based on that vastness of the number of beings, also karma will not, and afflictive emotions will not be exhausted. The suffering that fills the three realms is truly immeasurable if we reflect on it in that way. So what we need in order to give rise to aspirational bodhicitta is a mind that's immeasurable, that is completely impartial, that is limitless, that is willing to work for every being. If we think about just the way our minds are now, we are partial and we are limited. We have the qualities of loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity, but they're all limited. So we have limited and partial loving kindness, limited and partial compassion, limited and partial joy, limited and partial equanimity. And if we ask ourselves, can this be the real basis, the genuine basis for aspirational bodhicitta? The answer would be no. Aspirational bodhicitta has to lay upon the basis of an impartial and limitless mind. And for that reason, we train the four immeasurable qualities so that we can slowly over time perfect aspirational bodhicitta. And when we do that, that is why we become a hero of the bodhisattva path. Coming back to that word hero, which is part of the word bodhisattva. And what are the ways in which a bodhisattva is heroic? Here, Rinpoche said, a bodhisattva has three fearless qualities. They're fearless with regard to time, with regard to beings, and with regard to hardships. So with the first one, time, no matter how long I have to remain in samsara, no matter how many endless kalpas of time, I am fearless to remain here working for the benefit of beings. So then the fearless quality in regard to beings, no matter how many immeasurable sentient beings there are, until samsara is completely empty, I am committed to helping sentient beings. I am fearless to remain here working for the benefit of beings. And then the fearlessness with regard to hardship, when we actually try to engage in the bodhisattva path, we find that there are so many difficulties, so many problems, and especially so many things that we have to be willing to give up or to compromise. And eventually, when we're highly realized beings, we would even need to give up our own wealth, maybe our own body, our loved ones, everything that is dear to us. And so we must have immeasurable courage to meet with that challenge, and fearless courage.
Mm-hmm. That day in the that's a magic dump. Maran soki a magir tenda boy getting bojig la mugne, tell me if you young yonga. Rano soso la rano soso ki le dang. A tomong maen ba ki kam dang de yore. De kare de sena, marang so rano soso ki toma me ba ne dala matu ke parta le dang yung ba la ten ne sak bi. Dane le de yang kaka soso chak yore. De yendo marang so tsang ma dang bo ne zok ba jik chak tep kyo maare. Yen na yang, kerang so ngone shang chip ke sem. Yapo chicked like Yelam Babshena Tongbo Shokri Tong Chippy Shamba Tang Gawa Tang Tangyum Tangyum Jela Sopa Marto Kirwa, did like Yer Kalekapore Yenayam Shokri Tong Chippy Tadmid of Jose Nayam Tate Lobjude Chickpookie along the shoreline. daily get get matna tane ngarong su shangchip ke sem ke nyam len de yargin do ya kane kap de thobia kala kapore ha te maz chad me ku phat cham me ji lo jong de yakpo jig ma cha ka par de tane mombab shangchip ke sem yang ta pa ji ke ngid la ki kala kapore tane mombab shangchip ke sem yang ta pa ji ke la ki matna na tane kare de se na dangzin ge nyem bo yang yakpo chap tap ge yo mare te yen tu shukri tang je bi nyang je tang shamba tang de cho la yang gom ne tane aramba yin de shukri jian ge lo de cho yang par a spang ne tane rgyaf ke a rang gi tang bu ga sa tang than sa la nyangje dang shamba de cho git la kia le ha bor de cho la zorwa dang tra bu go ne da nyangje ji de ke yong thab na nyangje dang a shamba dang ga wa dang dong nyum la so pa de zor tra ko go ne ke thab na de ne ra ba vision da rang dang shi dang thun sa dang de da wo mai ताकि कांसकला पोरने ग्या के दिया दा पता गोम छर के कोला मंगो चियो तने गारन सो के गोम छम में जुक के लो जोंग या की ता अमगिर दे कारे रे से ना शुक्री तम चार लो जिक दे मार्के के पास त ता छम में जुजे तम शान छप के से मियां ता पाजी के दे के तो क्यों तान दे गारन सो जर यों ना जे के हो ए
एंजर सोर्क मनु
That's what we look at.
Parcher in your cover tongue was letting me take your name, letting in your cover tongue.
Okay.
So think to yourself what a vast goal this is. It is a vast goal to achieve this kind of fearlessness. But if we practice, we will find the antidote to self-attachment. That is the point of training in the four immeasurable qualities. Because if there is even a hair of self-attachment present, we can't truly say that we've given rise to this immeasurable state of mind, or this immeasurable bodhicitta. But all of us are ordinary beings living in samsara, and each of us has our own afflictive emotions and karma, and we've developed our own personality traits and habits and disposition based on that. From beginningless time until now, our accumulated karma has become distinct and personal to us. If we right now try to just drop our ordinary personality and give rise to these immeasurable qualities, we're going to find that we don't know how to do that. We don't know how to be something we're not. So that's not the point. The point is to start out with the qualities that we already have. Rinpoche pointed out that all of us do have limited and partial loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So start with that and try to develop our immeasurable qualities from there. And if we do start with the qualities that we already have in our own mind and we train in the four immeasurable qualities, then our bodhicitta practice will improve. But of course, if we don't train in the four immeasurables, we won't give rise to aspirational bodhicitta properly and there won't be an improvement to our practice. So, for example, we can begin with a loved one. That's a partial and prejudiced, a person who we feel partial and prejudiced emotions towards. But we can work on developing compassion, loving kindness, joy, and equanimity just towards that person. And then we can work on abandoning any self-attachment, or we can work on abandoning our partiality and prejudice by expanding it outward. So we want to move to somebody that's a little bit harder, but not really difficult. So we can move outwards towards someone that sometimes we have some disagreements with. We don't always agree with them. So some discord, but generally still not a really difficult person. And then from there, we want to expand outward, perhaps towards people we strongly disagree with, people we don't have any connection with, so generally we just don't even consider them, people we don't know, people in our entire nation, culture, in the world. So Rinpoche said we make it faster and faster. And David, I need you to call back one more time because the mic became bad at the end again.
Okay.
Turn
the volume down.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine now. It's getting
feedback.
Okay. So ordinarily, we do have loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And we know that we have it because each and every one of us have the Buddha nature. Those qualities are innate within us. They're dwelling inside of us. However, when they're an expression of our ordinary mind, they are always corrupted by self-attachment. And why is that? It's because we have stronger connections with some people, like stronger, more loving connections with some people, and more hateful or angry connections with others, and we feel a disconnection still with others. So because of this, these good qualities within the mind are not being expressed as Buddha nature. They're being expressed as ordinary qualities. So for example, our loved ones, such as our children, our spouse, our parents, our friends, we find it easy to develop compassion and loving kindness for them because of our self-attachment. First of all, we have attachment towards them, and second of all, we see others as an expression of ourselves. We're attached to them in connection with ourselves also. Because even though we're generating compassion for someone, if it's corrupted by self-attachment, it doesn't become the cause of happiness. It becomes the cause of self-attachment, and so it brings suffering. But we should think carefully about the Buddha nature, which is primordially indwelling in all of us. One of the qualities of the mind's nature is that it is all-pervasively compassionate. So we have within ourselves the potential for innate compassion and all-pervasive compassion. We can see this even based on carnivores, terrifying animals who kill others. For example, a tiger or a lion, a poisonous snake, a grizzly bear. But still, they have an uncontrived love for their youth. They could die, they could give up their life for their young. And so this shows that innate loving kindness and compassion is dwelling within every single sentient being. We all have the Buddha nature. But just because we have this nature, it doesn't mean that it's the cause for liberation. And so if we don't train in the four immeasurables, even though we have this Buddha nature, it is not going to help us transcend suffering.
That day in too. That sure nyamlin she be gaps. That man not start she had young to. Tell me if you could load it or young to. Don't you left in the load of young. Nyeram chakdang ni dang tarwe dang yung chadme bala ne pra kyrju samne. Nyeram chakdang ni dang tarwe se te dang yung la lob yung ya te te zangarang so le labore. Semchen tham cha da yu shok la ndo chak chir tar mariko. Yer dang me tar mbarag nyen yu shok la ndo chak chir tar go yo. Lam tor jit po tamuk men nak jan song go yo. Te ngone chong. Ngarang so gasa tang tansa jik yen tu. Docha, the chuchin gonda bocha yoya. Narum so maga satan, come mountain sack a gang of the Hindu, the year long day. Perna Ting a tangam and the yen and rip cat name bark into market, teda boki. Make come, shuchin bocha yoya. They left in and docha tang year long and you left in name. Lamshia gave a tantorshia, magiva, kept the she machine, comes from Corva Manta, Mepala, Dugmartim Yungo. The Yendu, Ta Maronso gets heavy music of Lo Jonga, Mountain of Samna, Tango, Tangyum Tadme, La Lo Jango, your head. Tango, Tangyum Tadme, La Lo Jang with Capsa, Neil Labia, Tantan Baranga Gaza, Tantan Sani Rabab, in the Jack Kitney, then you magic. Arangi margasa. Mune tongne segonayam tapsa ki mite. Zozone tangyon tsarmik to load of jango. De tang tumbaki gansa, jikting the kamna, tang me babsam you make about you get karam margasa ki gansa, kam tang tumba, no one tang tumba. Gacha lapter, leaky shows, a nutty lapter, then it's some yamati. Kerang lang one tone, kipo mebata. Kale teriyaki. Come your hang a gang of the so zoni, don't him tell me to load of jungle. They had him so chamber. Yam chabang, you don't drive a dungeon, tell me bala never a kirchuk sene. Kane, they double more than Gabia don tumba. Ticketon jis tane. Simki on still cheek the Dangyum Tad mid back in Yamlin Lane. Dangyum Tad midly at the Zandik Girwaki, some low down. Gee muggy gun on garage and Koryong, like Kepper, the muggy waka gun on the Tong Koryong Nayang. Par Jacqueline. Then if Dangyum Tad make of low latte, cheek the Jangle. Nima chick Dian get chucked on the top turn the ronky mark as a kimmy. Till a Dangyum Tad me. Give load of young Yongna, then a Pajamba of Chipper, Chick Young Rabo Kim. Samba Yapojik Kitapna, Nyambo Gunjik Kitapna. That did so dead, Jet Dongyun Tadmit go low. Jungwe, Tadabola, Tipkil. 대인도 말하면서 낭바 디 낭네 마하야나 당 돌지 탑발라 냠님 시험 간직이 연두 랑기 캄당 망튼다기 강사 랑라다 아 마가야 교포 메바 대한항기 강사때 오늘 동네 라나 샹집 샘필람기네 갑선 가든 치슈데 창대로 때 만나 마랑 저기 당뇽 찾메라 로정야게 네캡데 요마레 당뇽 찾메라 로정야게 네캡데 메트나 트네텔라테네 당뇽 찾메 그블로 양다바데 남용게다 게마레 때 마케나 남용 당진 그런 예보 아무 당진 근고데 때제양 난 특구 요마레 때 연두 바랑게 마가사 Rangi Kanton, Mountain Bag, Gansapla, Zobabshia, Tongyum Tadmet, Deso, Ugomia de Hajam, Stavachimbo Yimba, Songo.
Kawanor, Boki, Gapping, and Thomas Sortimaton, Mazaki Tokala, you need a diet, which also come to you, and I need to be any keeper shaker to take up to me. So when we meditate on the four immeasurable qualities, from the point of view of Upadesha or oral instructions, we begin with immeasurable equanimity. And when we do this, we think to ourselves, may all beings abide in equanimity that is free from partiality and anger. And indeed, this mind of partiality and the mind of anger, both of these cause not only ourselves, but every other living being so much suffering. For our loved ones, the amount of attachment and desire we have flows like a river, and our enemies, the anger that we have, could burn down an entire forest. These are very strong and potent emotions. And because we have such partial emotions towards others, we can't distinguish between virtue and non-virtue. We can't tell when we're doing right or wrong. So when we train in this mind of immeasurable equanimity, first, it's important to call to mind both a loved one and an enemy. So first, with regard to an enemy, in the world, if you're truly honest, there's probably a person that you dislike so much or has wronged you so strongly, you even feel maybe you could kill them if you had the chance or if you wanted to. And this is the kind of person that you would train in. Wishing for them to abide in equanimity, free of partiality and anger. So focusing on them, being able to give up that partiality and anger as a source of happiness for them and to quell their suffering. And I know in the past, sometimes people have said to me, they don't have an enemy like that, but certainly even a public figure, some of us get very charged up about politics or anything. I know in America, some people said they used George Bush for this practice or whatever.
Poor George Bush.
You can use any kind of being. It doesn't have to be someone you personally know. And then for a loved one, that's probably much easier because we have such deep, intimate connections with people, and so you should call to mind a person that you feel deep harmony with, and reflect again on that person being free of partiality and anger. And it's important that you actually use the words of the prayer, may all beings abide in equanimity, free of partiality and anger, and you one-pointedly are also focusing on your sort of alternating between these two beings and trying to have the same feelings toward both of them. So kind of a difficult exercise. If you if you're not alternating between them, it's not going to quite be the same experience, I think. But Rinpoche said the idea is that you're going to start to notice less and less difference between them in terms of how you feel towards them. Rinpoche said it's important to, so when you're reciting the words, to be following the meaning of the words, don't just recite them rotely. You have to actually engage in it. And then sometimes non-virtuous thoughts will come up, especially when you're working with the being that you dislike. If you have really strong resentment, you might think to yourself, yeah, but that person deserves it. Any thoughts that come up like that, you just leave them right there and you just return back to the words of the prayer and you again start focusing on your wish for them to abide in equanimity. When we do start to notice that the difference between beings, our loved one and our enemies come close together, this is sort of the measure, or this is the sign that we've been doing the practice well. And in fact, if you really think about bodhicitta, the person who is your enemy, is, we say in the Buddhist teachings, is actually the person who is the kindest to you, because they are the person who teaches you how to practice patience. If you're simply wishing for your loved ones to be free of partiality and anger, that's actually quite easy to do. But if you didn't have this contrast of the person you have very strong resentment towards, you would find it very difficult to develop your mind at all. So this is also a practice that helps you develop a lot of patience. Mm-hmm.
For example, in Tibet, since China invaded Tibet, I would say best Tibetan masters, maybe more than 90% of Tibetan masters who been to Chinese prison or who tortured outside of the prison, there, the object of their equanimity practice was Mao Zedong. And those people who were torturing those Tibetan lamas. And they did not have a resentment towards those people. They did have pure equanimity and a compassion and a loving kindness practice towards those beings. Therefore, as a Buddhist and Vajrayana Buddhist, we should always remember people who we dislike, people who annoyed us most, are the most kind people. Because if we always push away people who we feel difficult to have a connection and difficult to have a real communication or a conversation, then we are really pushing away amazing opportunity to train our equanimity practice and bodhicitta practice. So it is so important to remember that. For example, when George Adisha, who was an amazing Indian master, who was embodiment of bodhicitta practice and Tonglen practice and a four immeasurable practice, when he came to Tibet. So Tibetans, of course, saw him as a Buddha. He was a Buddha. But he brought an Indian, like a sadhu. And a monkey with him from India. So when he was in Tibet, of course Tibetan people treated him really well. But that sadhu was his kind of attendant and also cook. And then also monkey was kind of his pet. But that monkey, most of the time, peed and pooed on Adisha's clothes and on bed, and sometimes destroyed his dishes and all kinds of things. And the Tibetan people were thinking, why Adisha has to keep this monkey? And sometimes that sadhu get really upset and shouting at him, Adisha, and saying so many unpleasant things. And some of his students and went to Adisha and asked him, why can't you get rid of those two? Because these two are so, so so rude and so unkind towards you. And then what Atisha said was, yeah, these two are the most kind being on earth for me. If I don't have these two, how can I practice in bodhicitta? How can I develop my loving kindness, compassion, equanimity, practice? I do not have an object to develop my bodhicitta practice, to train my bodhicitta practice, because 100% of the Tibetan people are so nice to me. And therefore, I do not have an opportunity to see my ego. So I don't think we can compare ourselves as Atisha. We can't. You know that, I know that. But we should remember those teachings. Best example that Atisha left for us. Atisha was showing us or telling us beings who are so difficult and make us uncomfortable are the most kind, because those beings can really help us to tame our ego and self-attachment. It's not that easy, but remember this story. When you're having difficulties with your family members, or your husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or community and co-workers, society, and Sangha members, remember this. Then that will help us to develop our spiritual practice, and that help us to develop our bodhicitta and the four measurable practice. But if we always avoid those uncomfortable feelings and try to push that feeling away and not letting those people or those beings involve into our daily life or in our spiritual life, then there is no way to tame the ego, and there is no way to really develop our practice. But the thing is, when we are starting to train our mind as a for measurable practice, we should make sure, am I willing to change? That's the most important thing. When you are starting bodhicitta practice, you have to really willing to change. And you have to give up certain identities. Otherwise, there's always conflict when you practice or when you're trying to develop your bodhicitta practice or for a measurable practice. So, try to examine yourself and make sure you want to change for your own benefit. And also, indirectly, it benefits others too. But mostly, if we open and flexible, be open-minded, and want to change, that help us to be able to find the happiness, the peace in our mind. Okay, did it? Thank you, Jila.
Thank you.
Maybe it's a ladder. So we look at that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the name. Take a jill at the little. Same chant, I'm sure. They were telling David Gitan than by a church you stand. Gonzak chick. They were some tand of Shamba. Love Lotion. They young chickpa chicken, like mama. Take a jill at the name. Same chin or Dukmarva, Chigamagir to the zone. Dukmarta, Dukmargi get on Tarva, Kerju, Sam. Snyonjila, Lojan Gogio. Tate, Maranson of Shokla, you too. Kerangi come down. They told a Samnotan, the Kerang Lang Moon and Dukmar Shuk Chenbo. Yotna? Matang man Raboki. Same chin, conching it in Jitting Kamna Yopatam. Jetty, Sora Liki Dukmar, Sora Sem Gir Dukmar, Tarar Kirchu, Sam Tangu, a rung, a mugir zone, a rung tongue tende gangs at so, a rung tongue nyamta, Snyungjik Yur zone, then Dukmar Tantando Snyungji Gomnayam, Jukay. Then Kale Kale Rung Le, Rijan, Stava Chimbo Zoya Larba, Jindolo Jamne. Nimajik sat me to same jantam, jet dukmar me bag accounts of not chicken your mare, sunne, then about the same jant hola, a make ne, nyonji de gongo. The ne gawat sat me da poyena, they were down there, get on down by a jet. Dukmar me per deva tamba tam under a jet you, sunne, same jant, or dukmar media, kit no a young kanjik tong yong, they don't did about the same jant tamma. Devan the tongue, Nam the Mamda were get you, Samne, a rambabjin the time of Jiku Lojon, they want the drogo, you read. The end of the time of Jiku Lojon, they want the road top now, the name Mumba Shantip the same day Gidla, Giak and Eskap Jip, the top top girl.
Okay, so then we're at the quality of immeasurable loving kindness. So the prayer for that is, may all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. So the quality of wishing immeasurable happiness to others is immeasurable loving kindness. Then we can work on that again, the same as before, by choosing two individuals to start with, someone we have very strong love for and someone that we have very strong hatred or anger for. And again, wishing them both that loving kindness and alternating between them and trying to have the same feeling towards each of them gradually over time. To develop the quality of immeasurable compassion, we use the prayer, may all beings be free of suffering and the cause of suffering. And so again, we follow the same technique as before, this time focusing on that we strong wish for others not to suffer. And in the West, especially with immeasurable compassion, at a time that we're feeling very strong suffering, we can take ourselves as the object first, thinking to ourselves, like, I'm suffering so much, and throughout the world there must be other beings who are experiencing exactly the same suffering as I am. Whether that suffering be physical or mental. And then you can think to yourself, so myself and all beings like myself, maybe all be free from suffering. So in that way we can find a greater feeling of connection with others. Sometimes when we're suffering a lot, part of our suffering is that we disconnect ourselves from others and we feel unique and we feel that others are not suffering in the same way that we are. So this is a way that we can start to open up when we're suffering a lot. And then after we feel more connection with others, we can start our practice just by focusing on others first. But if we're having a hard time personally, we may have difficulty simply focusing on others' suffering. Gawa ki tsi karere? Sanchen tamshi la gawa ta?
Pardukhungar me pe deva tamba tam mumdar varishya ji.
Okay. And then the final quality, so immeasurable joy, may all sentient beings never be separate from immeasurable joy free of suffering. And this is something, so again, we can do the same, we can use the same technique, but we can also use this in an engaged way. When we see somebody who is visibly suffering in front of us, of course, we can first pray for them.
ngarang so gangsak jigla deva yo ba dem thongna deva tang dukngar shta media ka gangsak jig thong yong tun de tang de da bo ke sem chen jig ten di kham na yo ba tham je deva tang mangar wa ger jug sam ya tang tane dukngar yo ba ke sem chen te chho la yang deva de da bo thobar ger jug sam go
yo okay sorry she wanted me to say it slightly differently so first when we see a being who is who looks happy, who looks like they're not suffering, when we see that being, we can use them as an example and think, may all sentient beings have happiness just like that. May they be free of suffering and never be separate from immeasurable joy. We can also use it in the situation where we see someone who is suffering, and we can pray for that being and all beings in the same situation as them, thinking may they be free of suffering and never be separate from immeasurable joy. And so if we do work at training in these four immeasurable qualities, we will find that gradually we can begin to develop aspirational bodhicitta.
Mm-hmm. Tate yendu.
Yamune tsvore akali kapodu.
That's what we look at.
Yeah, be tsvore akali kapodu. I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong with the microphone this afternoon, David. It just, there's so much feedback, it's really hard for me to hear.
Maybe battery? Okay.
Well, we could try and turn it down again too, but we'll just do the recall, huh?
Yeah, recall.
Yeah, when you first called me, that was very clear, but this morning it was clear the whole time, and this afternoon it seems like every 10 to 15 minutes. I don't know.
If there's well, it's
snowing
here.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the game.
The snow visibility is low.
David, what if you move that his mic?
It's not related to them.
But could that be because it's
oh,
too
yeah,
close
that
to
could
the computer?
Cause that friction.
And there's
well.
A frequency.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
possible.
That's possible, yes.
Yeah.
So if it was
but
moved over here, maybe.
But
one.
Usually need a headset
how's this
to resolve that.
Yeah, I have a headset.
That got it.
Static.
Yeah.
Here?
We're almost at the end. Today, that day, Rabu Yendu, ta. Mumbab Shamchip Kisem, say I think Mumalavana, Jimdivala Tamjava, and it is a same kit sailor. Mumba same kit sailor. Mumba same kit to same kits or tailor number of some you, right? Yarputa be same kit sailor. Nyamba Truasta be same kit, a Tritangian. Kisem kit. Pay me by the Zorta the same kids and same kit the Zoe capsule. I'm Shanchip, Mumba Shanchim of the same kit the capsule. Same kit for number of sumi or a thing in lap the telling us of Japanese and also Japanese. Ta? Regarbota the same kit, say the Papa Shambana board. Tongo rung its song again. Then ni type same chan tham che ki che ton ro ton jup ki yin thai ki same chan tham che la ta ro pa she yin sam ne tang bo rang sang ge ni then ni same chan jan ba te la jan ton jup ya ki che ta kang kong ji ki ya te la yar bo ta bi same ke che yo te kang sok so so ki kham tong thon ba Kansak the kham tane gyarpota the same kit tele lapo yena te dong thunda same kit go right. Nyamba trwarta the same kit se ade kare re sena. Nyam da rang jan same chan thang chan khur va duk mar kiri jam so de jar de. Tru tong khan tang tru ki nang lan dong khan de nyam da tru khala thep ne tane jam so ko paro la thep kyo re. Te nang jan rang jan same chan thang chan 코르 동안 거리 겸솔에 냠드 타리야 그치 등에 샘피게티인 삼네 다네 몸바 샘겸소 저치교 대연 캐랑기 감동 탄다 있나 대라고 샘겠나 이렇게 하 딱 빼매 빠들 좋다 샘겠지 그래 빼매 빠세도 빼는 잠비양 땅 샤네르 땅 처나도 지다고 있나 르흐슨 곰 보세요 대속슨 다고 있나 땅부 샹츠 쳇다 샘겠 몸바 당주바 샹츠 그 샘데 그 돈바 렌더네 갑네 코르반데 마르톤기 파르트 Rajanto no jukuyin sam damjate zo momba chok shangcham chok the same kit. Then a sub chipala nini tatum kora martung bardo, Rajantan de Tobiak damjaju zogu. They consorron so so come down ten bari. That same kit tamshit kinamne, same kit yundan chishu dam. Shanlap chishu dam. So them chishu yimbate, sunguyore, they into that kerantoki. Dev shirtang sem kitchir chigre de tsoksum kanon la ten ne da sem kitchir ki la kiya de ta chimore
So when we did you guys get feedback?
Yeah. No.
It's terrible. Okay.
This not good?
So when we train an aspirational bodhicitta, we can give rise to aspirational bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment in three ways. And we may find that one of these ways is more in accord with our own personality. So just to go through them. First is in the manner of a king. The second is in the manner of the captain of a ship. And the third is in the manner of a shepherd. So beginning with the first, if we give rise to aspirational bodhicitta in the manner of a king, we think to ourselves, I will first become a Buddha, and then I will focus on the benefit of others. I will bring others to enlightenment after I've attained enlightenment. And that, Rinpoche said, an example of that was the noble Maitreya, who attained Buddhahood first and now is working for the benefit of beings. And then there is the manner of a captain. If you're on a boat with all sentient beings, and you're all crossing the ocean of samsara together, you will all achieve Buddhahood at the same time. And so as I attain Buddhahood, everyone will be brought with me. And the third is in the manner of a shepherd. And when we very first take the Bodhisattva vow, we would think to ourselves, until samsara is completely empty, I will remain in samsara for the benefit of others. And it is said that this has the strongest blessing and brings the greatest benefit because the being is willing to remain in samsara, abiding on the 10th bodhi, not attaining enlightenment for the benefit of others. And the protectors of the three families are an example of this. Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, and Vajrapani are all great bodhisattvas who have vowed not to attain enlightenment completely to remain in samsara for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. Tadi yendu, ngarang sole tangbo wajik yendu, gyarpo la dambi ndo se yajik yor, gyarpo la sangye kya, dam nga ka nang yajik ndo jik yor. Ndo te ke nang la kandak song rase nan, de nge nipsho kumi la pe, yapo nu sa miro, le tangbo ki nipsho kumi ki, ta mombab shangchip ke sem nyam nipshe chur la, pe yapo nu sa miro. Sangye ke kandak song rase nan, gyarpo kheram pe, shawa mongbo duk ngom khande. Mamang ke cheta. Te yendu jimbi paru dupshin ba ne sherab ke paru dupshin ba ke paru da paru dupshin ba chukki nyam nente jubiya dam. Nyam selenya ka neskap te kalak hore. Yenna yang gyarpo kharang ki droya ka neskap yenna yang da yar langya ka neskap yenna yang Mar daya kerana kabin naianda, nyalya kerana kabin naianda, anjir kugya kerana kabin naianda, sadya kerana kabin zaya dan tonya, di starta, type semacam tam jadi kecetingi, siapa jukuyan sana, sange tobya kecetingi, siapa jukuyan sana, mumbab syangcuk ke semacam, kita pernah, gerpo kerangki. rigyarbo ke tsen de ke shaba yapo cha tbiya mazat damzin ganyen bo cha ya tam kewa ne kewa tham che te ne chu gi garbo la so pa ki a kewa le ne ki sodnam tam jeb a yong thup kare khsong yo re te tong tham ba marong so nup shok mi yin na yang le tang bo pa ji yin tu tang po mom ba shang che ke sen yapo chik rigyar la kiya ke che ta don du nyal chakla so pa kyolam kare zona yang anes ka tham je ta mom ba shang che ke sen te mujje dia ki tan ba tang shiv jin tan du chi kyong thap na shmon sem chan yit ba ji te yin chik min chik ge da ge te ge shmon sem chan yit ba ge te bi ya ma za dang zin ge nyen bo yang ro thap ge dang zin ge nyen bo ro thap ya ma za chen de dang shi ma tham je la tene tham che thon sum chok ba yak bo ji ge yong ya ki a chok dang skin chok thap ge yo re de sem la ja ro no tene nga su de la ja ngi chwa
so finally Rinpoche wanted to summarize a teaching that was given in the sutra requested by a king, and Rinpoche feels that this is a really good teaching that we Westerners can put into practice. So it was said that this advice was given to the king. So the king has so many activities in his life, so busy. It's difficult to benefit others sort of in the traditional way of trying to focus on the six paramitas from generosity up until wisdom. We don't have time to practice them thoroughly. We don't have time for like a completely dedicated contemplative life like monks and nuns do. And so the instruction was given instead that no matter what you are doing, whether you are sleeping, waking, sitting, standing, moving, eating, drinking, or any other variety of activities you could imagine, think, may this activity be for the benefit of others. So try at every moment during the day, no matter what you're doing, to recall aspirational bodhicitta and think to yourself, may this thing that I'm engaging with be for the benefit of others. And so the Buddha advised the king, if you train your mind in this way, your current life will be of great benefit to others. It will also be the basis for realization, and you will also accumulate the merit to become a king who upholds the Dharma in future lives. So if we are just beginning to train an aspirational bodhicitta, we can think of every action as an opportunity to focus on not forgetting aspirational bodhicitta. So this is a mindfulness practice. Just trying to recall to mind aspirational bodhicitta, trying to bring it to mind as many times as you can throughout your day. And if you do this, it will become the antidote to self-attachment, and you will find that things in your life are becoming happier and more abundant as a result.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's enough for today. And I will give a couple of minutes for you to ask questions if you do. And if you don't, this is the style what my Lama often did. We listen the teachings and also give a period of time to contemplate on the teachings, like a discussion. And at the end, we will do the meditation. So if you have questions, I will answer. And if you don't, then we can let Allison go.
When you're talking about doing activities during a day and relating that to the benefit of others, to mm-hmm. aspirational practice, mm-hmm. I must admit I'm confused. I understand that as a mindful practice, but in terms of if I'm, I don't know, if I'm shoveling the snow, I can't imagine that as being a benefit to others. If I'm eating a chocolate bar, I don't feel it's a benefit to others.
Conștiințăm monchile că și chimile pentru că și tu prieteni te apostăm la tamia. Genși la pentru că masă pe care te pentru că eu la.
Genși la pentru că te care la pentru. Genși ar fi rotuna. अनि कप्ते तं थनबाकी दगजन यंग दगजन ला तपर ना कि कोर ला सम न मतंग या ते छथक कमे दुके ते ते मारन सो कम गेस ता छि छु छुक मारे बे मारन
डोन होल इन द प्रैक्टिस इज टू चेंज द माइंड्स फंडामेंटल हैबिट ऑफ ऑलवेज फोकसिंग ऑन आवरसेल्व्स सो इवन इफ वी आर ईटिंग अ चॉकलेट बार वी आर डूइंग इट टू ग्रेटिफाई आवरसेल्व्स Right, but if we're thinking to ourselves mindfully, may this activity, may eating this chocolate bar be for the benefit of others, at least we're attempting to change that deeply ingrained habit that we have of always focusing on ourselves. And that's how bodhicitta practice works. We have to, it has to permeate all of our actions, whether they be big or small. So it's not just like when we have the chance to do something that we think will help someone. We have to focus on it all the time because that's the only way that it will become a natural part of our conduct.
Dangzen dang trarwa ge shodlam chik chakthap na te shodlam changma shangchup sem tu shodlam de chakthap kame do kae.
So if our conduct is free of self-attachment completely, then we can say it's truly bodhisattva conduct.
Narang so shodlam zana yang thongna yang ngak chikpo ge chetta ma thapa rjan ge chetta samno chik tang ge ma.
When we eat and drink, we only think about ourselves. We're never thinking about anybody else. So it's good to think about somebody else.
Okay. Why can't you think when you're tasting that chocolate? Maybe so many beings are also enjoying that, and why can't you have a rejoice? And so many beings do not have that kind of chance, opportunity. Why can't you have a compassion or wish they can have that kind of desert or lifestyle, right?
Well, this is the Western problem again. When I believe when lots of Westerns think about this, they're going to be feeling badly that you know, we're sitting here eating this chocolate, and there's lots who don't have that, so it doesn't feel compassionate, it feels very selfish.
Well, I don't think that's the point of what Rinpoche is trying to say, though. I think he's just trying to say that you're just using this practice as a technique to go beyond yourself. So if the way that you're working with the technique is causing you to focus in a way that doesn't help you generate compassion, then probably don't do it that way. Just do what works for you. But what I hear Rinpoche saying is, we're just so self-involved, and if we're trying to bring other people or even the thought of other beings into our daily activity, we're going to become less self-involved, and it's going to make us happier, and it's going to become more natural for us not to be so self-involved and self-centered. But just work with it the way that works for you, and if it brings up feelings of guilt or feeling bad, then that's probably not the best way to do it. Just try something different.
Well, also, if you feel bad, then why can't you donate that money for a non-profit organization? Don't eat it. And you want to feel present.
I think when Rinpoche and I were younger and didn't have a lot of ability to help people in Tibet, and sometimes we would feel like we have so much more than others, and we would set aside a percentage of our income, and we would say, we're going to donate, you know, 25% of our income, and then the things that we enjoy, we're not going to feel bad about it because we're doing what we can for others. And that was how we dealt with that situation,
right.
And it worked really well for us.
And I have a great story for you. Right after 9/11, I stuck in Delhi, and I couldn't leave Delhi. And Allison came to pick me up, and we flew from Delhi to Seoul. We spent one night in Seoul at the airport, okay? And then when we were there, and of course we had to eat, and Allison took me out to a Korean barbecue restaurant, and then I entered in, and I was shocked, and then immediately I thought about my family and Tibetan people who never even enter a restaurant like that. And then I asked Allison, how much is for one dinner? And it was $15, right?
It was like $12.
Okay, something like that, per person. I said, nope, we're not going to eat. We're going to share one meal.
Yeah, we can only have one.
And I said, my family even don't have like this much for 10 days. And I just had that feel of guilt. It's stupid. Seriously, stupid. And we did that. And then result, I was hungry in the middle of night. And I was punishing myself. And then we went back to the hotel. I didn't know. Allison wasn't so nice and she didn't tell me, but in the refrigerator, so many things in the hotel, right? I thought, oh, this is free. And I took and I ate. And next morning when we were leaving and Allison had to pay, I said, why are you paying? We already paid. This is included in the plane ticket. No, she said, you ate their food in the refrigerator. So sometimes we human beings are so stupid. I didn't want to spend $12 for dinner, but I jumped back and I had to spend $30. Right? So then we were discussing about it, and then I said, well, I don't think I should. For 6 months, I couldn't go shopping in Japan because everything was so expensive. An apple, $3 or $4. So after 6 months, I decided, oh, we should make a plan. And then we discussed. At that time, we didn't make a lot of money, 25%. Now we gave more than that. I would say 40%. Just again, and enjoy what you're having. And why can't you rejoice that peace you got? You have that, you got that because of you have that karma. Mm-hmm. So bring that always that thing about the guilt is, I think, a really, really big problem. Okay. You're okay. Okay. Al, maybe you can rest now. Okay.
Oh, tujuche.
Take a bit.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys all in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you,
Allison.
I think it's great that, you know, you brought the subject matter because, you know, where I come from, the same issue, you know,
right.
you get to hear, you know, I have family who's not well-to-do and back home, and, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to have a meal sometimes, and here I am, you know, but it's the fact, as you said, you know, the whole mindfulness and being conscious of that and doing best with that.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Is the best thing. You know, we sometimes when I'm in the grocery store, I'll buy cereal. I know I cannot send something back home. I mean, we do it in intervals, like, you know, whatever. But at present, if I'm feeling that feeling, I just go in the grocery store, buy a cereal, and I actually donate it to the one local. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I'm doing. So it's the intention
mm-hmm.
is going, and the mindfulness is going.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm practicing. What I'm supposed to be practicing.
Exactly. And we should content what we have, but we should be mindful what we do. And we shouldn't always like hard on our own selves. That's silly. But there are a lot of ways. That's why Bodhisattva activities is so unique. We do not have to think, I shouldn't have this. It's just self-involved again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just open, do what you can do, then you can enjoy your chocolate and also you can do things for others.
Okay. I want to make sure I understand equanimity practice
uh-huh.
properly. So I'm imagining two people, one I love a lot and one not so much. And okay. Then I imagine...
Just wait a second.
Okay.
So you didn't get one part.
Okay.
Right? When you start practice equanimity, start from Luka. You can give everything. Fine. Right? Or then maybe compare maybe your mom or your dad, whichever is close. And can you like really generate the ego? And slowly, then you really can do that. Then change the object. Someone are not that close, but you're not that annoyed by. Mm-hmm. And then when you feel comfortable with that person, then you can generate more. And at the end, when you're really good, maybe then you can really, the person you really, really attach to, and then the person you really hate the most, and practice equanimity.
Mm-hmm. So that's not all in one sitting practice, no. That's like maybe over years.
Year, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or in a life.
And I'm saying, may all beings abide in equanimity, free from impartiality and anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm imagining both, like Luca and my mom, feeling that, as well as me feeling equanimity and free from impartiality and
anger. You're already generating that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You are the person who is practicing that. So the best is if you could imagine they're in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, but still, the most important thing is like that have that pure thought, that equanimity feeling. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So this practice is not like for a year or two, like for rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we are really saying we're Mahayana and Buddhists, but it's really hard to generate that impartial equanimity.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. I really, because of my masters, I really try to remember those practices all the time. But this past summer, when I was in China, I saw my bodhicitta a little turning. When you see, I really attached to Tibetan culture and language and people and Buddhism. And when I saw mistreated Tibetan people, Tibetan Lama, that anger is just...
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really recognized how I attached to Tibetan culture and Buddhism and the Tibetan Lamas. And also I recognized how my anger is so strong towards people who are not really nice to Tibetan people. But the thing is, I was thinking, or maybe I felt I was protecting the culture and the Buddha Dharma, but actually I was not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was really actually ruining and hurting myself. If I could just be open and accept the nature of samsara, and also how ignorant the people who mistreat other races and other cultures, then I can have more equanimity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we already always just whoosh, they shouldn't do this,
mm-hmm.
and they should do this. Maybe I immediately react with body language. They notice that, or even at that moment, my Chinese is just perfect. So I can like just use words that are not necessary to use, right? But I really catch my negative actions. So I have been really working on that. So sometimes we think, okay, I have been practicing bodhicitta, and my bodhicitta is good. But when we think that, that is that, again, there's a shield. It's covering us, and we're not seeing. So we need to be more mindful to examine ourselves, our body language, speech, thoughts. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So I agree with you, what you just said, right? And sometimes it's also giving us the motivation and assurance that you, this is your path. Even it gets even more passionate that, you know, you're seeing that, you're even following that path because it's for good. The more and more you become good, the more and more it's going to better.
Sure, yeah. Definitely.
Because sometimes these negative things are also there for you to bring the positive.
Sure,
around.
Definitely.
So
yep.
I've been in caught up where I see, yeah, it's wrong, it should be this way, but then also it's pushing my buttons to be even, to take the path of bodhisattva.
Sure.
So it's a motivating factor sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
The reality needs to hit.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay.
Yeah, time to wake up.
Time to wake up and see. Or even it's better that, you know, I'm on this path. I'm glad I'm just on this path. Because
mm-hmm.
it encourages you to. So.
Oh, if I don't practice Vajrayana and the Bodhisattva path, even if I have the U.S. citizenship, probably I end up Chinese jail. Seriously. But because of the way of Bodhisattva practice and the Dharma, I can be more mindful and I can be more open-minded, and that helps. And at the end, you can see others also recognizing. For example, my parents and the lamas from Tibet, they don't take showers, and we don't have that condition in Tibet. When they're in China, and a bunch of lamas and elderly Tibetan people were in their early 70s. They don't change their clothes, like they don't put on suits or any lighter clothes, even though it's 100 degrees. And we were on the airplane. Flight attendants come in, right? They really do that.
Mm.
Yeah, they come in. I stopped at the light attendant. Ma'am, you're so young, so beautiful, you look really educated. And I traveled all over the world. I never traveled an airline company and has beautiful flight attendants as this airline. But also, I have not seen airline attendants treat the guests like this. This is how who they are. And she just was so embarrassed. And said, I'm sorry. So because of the gentleness, right? But if I was just, we can burn both of us. So I could control myself because of the Dharma practice. Otherwise, And my brother is like a mafia guy, Tibetan mafia guy. Like, what's wrong with you? let me handle this. He was just even like pushing my hand. My brother. But it's really funny. Okay, yeah.
I have a question about aspirational Buddha Citta.
Mm-hmm.
So does
make it short.
Very short. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does a person need to choose the type, like a king or boatman or shepherd man,
mm-hmm.
and just trade in this type, just coming to bringing it to mind over and over again? Or does a person need to be trained three types? This is my question.
I would choose one of them.
One.
And I like to be the shepherd.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that's who I am. And if that's not feel comfortable for you, you can be the captain. Or that's also not good for you, then be the king. Yeah.
So, that every single time when I do my meditation, sitting meditation, I just bring this aspiration over and over, and every time when I do all the cushion, just do namesake. Does he bring it idea over and over again? Is it like this?
Yeah, if you really want to train whatever you engage in your daily life, there is a really short, condensed instruction in my first book. Do you have a Union of Dzogchen and Bodhicitta? Okay, there's a short instruction by Hongchenpa. Every single move, every single actions we take, and take those actions as a bodhisattva path. So you might want to find that teaching from your lama or spiritual organization, and then you can just follow that. The thing is, we should always try to remember bodhicitta. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This.
My question might be long, so maybe you can...
It's okay. Not so long, but yeah.
This is the first time I've heard of the four immeasurables, mm-hmm. so I'm not sure if I understand the difference between equanimity, compassion, and loving-kindness. Because for me, even compassion and loving-kindness were the same thing in my mind, and so I don't really... know
okay. So, are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. So, I will remember answer your question tomorrow morning.
Sure.
So we might need some language mechanic. mechanical?
Yeah.
One of my students, she used that like, Rinpoche, I have a mechanical question. And then we were teasing her whole time, a week. That's a kind of a mechanical question. So Allison will help us.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good. You have to do some practice and then some edge.
Dokar molam dayan te zamo.